Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
For the season, are sponsored on WRCO Radio by Jones Chevrolet and the WCCU Credit Union.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the update at 7 o'clock is coming up next. Again, a two-hour late start for Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, Kickapoo, Ithaca, Riverdale, River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's, Weston and Highland. The update on the news from ABC is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After President-elect Trump and Elon Musk rejected a bipartisan government spending plan, Republicans drafted a new bill, which the House then voted down on Thursday. Here's ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Dozens of Republicans opposing it, 38 Republicans bucking and opposing Donald Trump to oppose this bill. The question now, of course, is what comes next? This was their plan B. It failed. What is plan C? Everyone now looking to Trump and Musk to see what they should do next.
The man accused of gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson is now back in New York, where he will face murder and terrorism charges. Luigi Mangione is being held without bail. Just before Christmas, Amazon workers affiliated with the Teamsters launched a strike at 7 of the company's delivery hubs this week. Now, unionized Starbucks workers in Los Angeles, Seattle, and Chicago are off the job. They want higher wages. Starbucks says they walked away from talks this week. This is ABC News. Dogs are now assisting Alabama police in the search for missing one-year-old Caleb Collins. He's not been seen since early September. The search triggered by a massive car crash involving his family this week. Fayette County resident Angela Trim is shocked it's taken this long for authorities to realize the child had vanished.
The accident happened December the 8th, and Dad died, Mom's in the hospital, Sister died. Why hasn't, you know, what took everybody so long to realize there's another child?
Caleb's grandfather has since been arrested. Authorities have issued an emergency missing child alert for the little boy. In Indiana today, Delphi killer Richard Allen will receive his sentence for the murders of 13-year-old Abby Williams and 14-year-old Libby German back in 2017. And if you're still waiting to ship out those last few holiday gifts, time's running out. U.S. Postal Service priority mail deadline for Christmas Eve delivery is tomorrow. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, we're your family.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
It's time for us to give you another clue, another word in Civic Media's grown-up gift list. It's the final day for that, so your final day to be a part of the fun and the winning, perhaps. So you just need to text this word. Today's word is joy. There you go. Joy. Simple. Three-letter word. And you can do that at 608-647-4155. That's right. Text that number, that word to that number, or download the Civic Media app and look for WRCO, and voila, you're there. You're entered in the contest.
It's magic and memories.
Magic and memories.
Wonders and wishes.
Wonders
and when it touches your heart,
it feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland.
A half a bottle of wine, a half a loaf of crusty bread, a half a block of a small cheese, and a half of a chocolate bar carefully wrapped. What greater Christmas feast than this, Mordecai thought. Everything was in halves, even his candle was a half closer to a stub, really. He warmed his hands over it. He was thankful he was safe in this room out of the weather. There was no heat, granted, and he could see his breath to be sure, but he did not have to cope in the heart of the wind and the blowing snow. What a wonderful Christmas this had turned out to be. A lovely warm blanket and clean dry socks given to him by the lady who came bearing glad tidings. A cup of hot chocolate, too, and the chocolate bar he had only eaten half of. A Christmas feast, he thought, fit for a king. He bowed his head and said a quiet prayer and wished the newborn king a happy birthday. Then, with great thanksgiving, he began his meal, his feast, with a glad and singing heart. I'm Gip Forster. Have a Merry Christmas.
A favorite moment, a treasured memory, a simple tradition, a family's love. We wish these blessings to you, our families, friends, and supporters, this Christmas, from the residents and staff of Schmidt Woodland Hills.
It feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills.
This holiday season, the Richland Locker invites everyone to come home. Inside, you'll find the finest selection of hams, savory snacks, hearty sausages, and a wide array of favorite beverages. In-store specials are waiting to make every celebration unforgettable. Step into their holiday section, where tradition meets taste, and create memories that last a lifetime. Richland Locker, bringing the flavors of the season to Richland Center and beyond.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. So you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
Four free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
Four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
Four free phones.
Four free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow.
There's a certain satisfaction when you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow.
We'll take care of you. Come on over to Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow.
We'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Umpqua.
At the Creative Outlet, we carry handmade gifts made by many of your local friends and neighbors.
Looking for the perfect gift for that special someone? Court & Main has you covered. With a gift certificate, they can pick what they love. Home decor, candles, furniture, even a brand new mattress. Stop by Court & Main in downtown Richland Center today and give the gift of choice this holiday season, where great style meets comfort and care.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 28, maybe some sunshine later. North to northwest winds at 8 to 17. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and brisk, a low of 5. Saturday, partly cloudy and cool, a high of 21. And Sunday, 30, with a slight chance of light precipitation Sunday night. The Christmas week forecast includes a high of 37 Monday, 37 Tuesday, Christmas Day 39, with a 40% chance of light rain by midday, and Thursday, areas of fog and a high of 40. Right now in Richland Center, after yesterday's between 5.5 and 6 inches of snow, a dusting this morning, and right now we're at 21 degrees.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
These schools are 2 hours late today. Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, Kickapoo, Ithaca, Riverdale, River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's, Weston, and Highland. All running buses and classes 2 hours late today. Drive carefully as you head out and about today on a Friday, heading toward the weekend.
Done it to me, hotter than a hoochie-coochie. Got me like the first time I heard Alan Jackson Chattahoochee. I was never the same again. I'm a lifelong fan. Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. You give me eyes, Willie, girl. You give me Goldie Jones. You turn me on as much as I turn on my radio. The line kinda like Johnny and June did. Yeah, let's do this. Baby, I love you like I love country music. Cause I could never live without you. One of my favorite songs about the top to bottom perfect. You're like Brooks and Dunn's debut album. You got me feeling like I'm a brand new man.
Ooh, I'm a brand new man.
Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. You give me eyes, Willie girl. You give me Goldie Jones. You turn me on as much as I turn on my radio. Let's take our time off the line, kinda like Johnny and June did. Yeah, let's do this. Baby, I love you like I love country music. On an island, only way I could survive is if I had you and that needle dropping on a vinyl.
Christmas, let's celebrate the moments that truly matter. Time spent with loved ones, laughter shared, and memories made. May your holidays be merry and your new year shine bright with hope and happiness. Wishing you a season of love, light, and joy. Happy holidays from the Woods Bar and Grill, Lime Ridge Egg Supply, Sleepy Hollow, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Now, baby doll, sweetie pie, sugar plum, honey bun, angel face, you know you better be good. And act like true fine love should. Be careful what you say and do. Cause Santa Claus is watching.
He's on his way, he's on his way.
You better kiss and hold me tight. And give me good loving every night. Cause you'd be sorry if you made me blue. Cause Santa Claus is watching.
He's everywhere, he's everywhere.
Well, you may think you can sneak around and get away with something, but there ain't no way. Cause Santa's no fool, he's really super cool. He's the secret head of the CIA. And crime don't pay.
You can't do nothing cause you're never all alone. He's still got a wiretap on your phone.
So baby, if you ever do me wrong, break my heart and leave me alone. When Christmas comes, you cry too. Cause Santa Claus is watching me.
He's everywhere, he's everywhere.
Every Christmas Eve, he climbed on his sled full of toys with the dual exhaust, the side mirrors, the fox tails, the mud flaps, the leopard skin seekers, and spread Christmas cheer to all good little girls and boys. And then it's their own Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, Bruce, and Marvin, Leon, and Cletus, and George, and Bill, and Slick, and Do-Right, and Clyde, and Ace, and Blackie, and Queenie, and Prince, and Spot, and Rover.
Say, well, Rudolph
stays on a stakeout at your house.
You can run, you can hide, but you can't get away. Got binoculars focus on you every day.
So baby, if you ever do me wrong, break my heart and leave me alone. When Christmas comes, you'll be crying too. Cause Santa Claus is watching me.
He's everywhere, he's everywhere.
Yeah, Santa Claus is watching me.
He's everywhere, oh Lord have mercy.
Santa Claus got his eyes all over you, baby. You better watch out. Look at this Santa Claus now. Peeping around the corner and shoot, you're in deep trouble, you know that? I don't think you understand the situation. I got a call into the North Pole right now. Them little elves gonna come down and whoop up on you. I mean, you got to be true blue through and through, or Santa gonna get you.
There you go. That's a direct warning from Ray Stevens on WRCO Radio. And Santa Claus is watching you. It's time to watch out, not pout. And we'll see what old Henry Bray is up to in just a little bit. Still on the naughty list, I would presume. And coming up, birthdays and anniversaries this morning on the 20th of December.
This is Michael with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. We service and repair all makes and models of furnaces and boilers. The maintenance on your furnace is just as important as servicing your vehicle. By staying on top of routine maintenance with a clean, well-adjusted heating system, you will save money, fuel, and prolong equipment life. Annual service can help acknowledge any early warning signs that your system may be malfunctioning. If your heating system is falling behind on efficiency, Armstrong Air's product family includes a smart, efficient solution for every home. The Pro Series from Armstrong Air takes control to a whole new level. More precise temperatures, more control throughout your home, more heat out of every dollar. Call today for more information or to schedule an appointment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 847-6345.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
four free phones.
Four free phones.
Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
For everyone with Greater Richland Tourism, we wish you a Merry Christmas. And also, we look forward to meeting all of our new visitors and guests and soon-to-be friends. Let's everyone have a Happy New Year.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Simons Recreation Complex wishes you health and happiness this holiday season and throughout the new year. The greatest gifts we can give to our friends and family is the gift of health and fitness. Simons has membership specials for you and gift certificates in any amount for that stocking stuffer or secret Santa gift. Find out more at Simons Recreation Complex in Richland Center.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to providing heart and stroke care that aligns with the latest research-based treatment guidelines. Studies show patients can recover better when clinicians consistently follow these guidelines. We're proud to be recognized by the American Heart Association for our achievement in the Get With The Guidelines Stroke Quality Program. It's just another way the Richland Hospital and Clinics is working to improve healthcare for you and your family.
It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, what's
good
going on?
Good morning, Philip.
Haven't seen you all morning. Where you been?
I've been out there talking to Jamie and Amanda Walsh.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
oh.
They brought us all kind of treats.
Just what we need.
Yeah, just exactly what we need. From Christie's. Oh, my goodness. There's cookies. There's coffee.
Mm-hmm. Did you sample it? Did you?
Not yet. I didn't have time.
Oh, okay.
But Joanne was licking the frosting off of them. I don't know what that's
all
about.
Right.
But
well.
Well, she's probably cutting them in quarters.
It is what it is.
But anyway, thanks to Jamie and Amanda at J.J. Walsh Jewelers. Super good people. Very unexpected out there. So very nice to see those people.
Very
so,
nice. Yeah.
Very, very. I didn't know Jamie was so nice to me.
Well, tis the season. Well, hey, how was the commute
that.
This morning?
The commute wasn't good. The commute was worse last night. You know, I was in Benton.
Right. They still had the game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I got there around 6:15. 6:22, the JV officials come in and say, hey, we're halftime.
Oh.
And they were. Yeah, so 8:22 or 8:23 our game got tipped off. Yeah, they went into two overtimes.
Oh, man.
It's just like, you know what? Yeah, it was a late night for Hank.
Yeah, you know, and again, I would be in the minority, but I've always said, okay, JV should wind up in a tie. Let's move on.
Well, they do with football and baseball.
Sure.
Yes, unless it's a tournament.
Right. Yep.
But anyway, is what it is. So, worked with the big Randy Manning, you know, Spring Green. His back hurts this morning, I'm sure, for carrying
probably.
My weight.
Were you eating snacks while you were refereeing last night?
Yes. Yeah.
Were you?
Yeah, they were chanting sugar cookies.
Were they?
I'm going, where are my sugar cookies?
Yeah, where were they?
Yeah, I never saw them.
Huh.
So
was it snowy?
Yes. It was kind of sleety.
kind of surprised that they had a game.
Well, they didn't get as much snow as we had.
Right, I heard that.
But the roads were absolutely horrendous. So, hey, the other day I was walking across the street in downtown, and I was sitting there waiting for this truck to come through, and he's sitting there flashing his lights, honking, waving on through. So I start to go on, and then all of a sudden,
hit the horn?
Yeah, it's our buddy, good Brian Alvin.
Oh, okay.
Downtown Richland Center. Yeah. I thought I was going to get hit. He's not very nice to me.
Maybe
I would like to. I would like to report him.
Well, maybe we should.
To Santa's naughty list.
We could settle the feud. We could set up a ping pong table. You could play ping pong.
No, he'd kill me.
Really?
Yeah, I got an ingrown toenail, so he'd kill
me. Oh, do you?
Yeah.
That'd take the sharp edge off your ping pong?
It would take the sharp edge. No, it's a sharp edge on my toe.
Oh, man.
So, anyway. Good.
Thanks for sharing that information.
Do you want to see it?
No, I don't. No, I really don't.
Well, I got a dumb criminal today.
Do you?
I do. A thief in Canada broke into a car on Christmas Eve and stole a GPS device. Imagine that. Yeah, he used the GPS to navigate his way home, but didn't realize the owner had activated a tracking feature. The police showed up at his front door with his owner's with the owner's device and wished him a Merry Arrestmas.
Merry!
Wow. Duh! Yeah, they don't get much smarter than that.
No, no, they don't.
Yes.
Yeah, you've heard those before where somebody will steal a car or whatever and then answer the phone.
Yes.
Somebody calls. Yeah. Hello?
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 Where you at? So, anyway.
What do you do?
Yeah, a man in California decided to rob a business by dressing as Santa Claus and sliding down the chimney, Philip. Unfortunately, the chimney wasn't as wide as he thought. He got stuck and was found the next morning yelling for help. Firefighters had to dismantle part of the chimney and free him, and he was promptly arrested. Just like, what is wrong with people?
Only Santa can fit with his magic.
Yeah, just touch his nose and done.
Right.
Or is it twinkle his nose, twitch his nose? I can't remember what it was.
Finger to the side of his nose. Yeah. Up the chimney.
You know, I can do this.
He goes.
I just like explode at the waist.
Right. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So anything you have going on?
Not much, Hank. You know, just getting motivated maybe to get a few things bought for shopping.
I'm still waiting on my spam. I don't know if that's going
to
happen.
Haven't had a chance to be out and do that, but maybe this weekend.
I mean, you've bought toilet paper. I mean,
I did.
It seems to me that you could buy it. That's spam along with
that's
it.
That's not enough for Christmas?
Well, thanks, Phil.
Today is National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day.
Oh.
You don't have yours on.
Well, I wear it every day. If I just got to take, you know,
right.
If I take my shirt off, I look like I have a big old hairy sweater every day, you know. Just imagine that in some Speedos.
Oh.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh, boy. The ugly sweater, I would think that would take the cake.
Hank, are you wearing your sweater? Sure am.
Sure am.
Yep, sure am. You know what? I can't wait for Saturday night. I'm wearing the ugly sweater.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so.
Solid gold answer Christmas party that night.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I'm going to wear my, patent leather shoes, my Speedo.
Are you?
And
yeah.
That's about it.
I need to get me some white shoes. I like
the white shoes.
Yeah,
yes.
White shoes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, white suede shoes.
White suede shoes,
yes.
Right. Like Christmas Vacation.
Yes, and, oh my goodness.
Cousin Eddie.
Cousin
Eddie. He's got the white shoes. He's got the yellow sweater. He's got a blue dickie underneath the V-neck, so you can see the square of it underneath.
Wasn't that a planned out great movie? How they were like that. It was just like, there's my brother.
That V-neck sweater with the dickie though. That was what I got for Christmas a couple of times. You
know? What?
I want
the V-neck or the dickie?
Both. I want a Hot Wheels and this and that, and then I get that. Come on, you know.
Got to dress up for church.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm wearing that one time.
Oh, yes.
Well, anyway.
Good memories, that's for sure.
Yeah, without question. Are you doing anything tonight?
We're at Riverdale.
Oh, you are?
For
okay.
Basketball.
Good for
game.
You. Yeah.
And then the Richland Invitational Wrestling Tournament tomorrow.
Yep.
We'll get Bill in. He's out of retirement.
Again.
And he and David Wormand will be in for the tournament coverage tomorrow.
Oh, that's awesome. Yep. Don't they do a nice job?
They do an excellent job.
We got plenty of
lucky
red solo cups and cheese balls. And
we're known, that's known as the Big Bill. You fill up your red solo cup with cheese balls, and then you're ready to go.
The Big Bill. I'll take a Big Bill, please.
Work on your wrestling story.
And when you know Bill's been here, because of the cheese marks on his paper when you have to read it in the morning.
Yeah, that's right.
So
he leaves
Bill's
a
been
trail.
Here. Yeah, he loves.
Yeah. Yeah, yesterday he was here, and of course it was snowing, but he left a trail of cheese balls. So in case he got lost in the snow, we could find him.
Yeah, he shouldn't be out. He on these dumb criminals things, he wouldn't be good at doing something bad because they'd find him with the cheese balls.
Probably would.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just take the wand over his hand, you know.
Like, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Infrared or whatever it is, black light or whatever it is.
Right.
I don't know. You can see.
My son called yesterday and says, "Hey, Dad, we'd like to have a New Year's Eve party."
Oh.
And I said, "That's awesome." He goes, "Do you mind kicking in some money?" And I go, "You're a little old for that?" He goes, "No, it's a theme party." I said, "Well, how much money are you talking about?" He goes, "You know what? The total will be about $2,000. I said, "Yeah, I can put one on. The theme can be poverty."
It's like, $2,000.
Yeah,
that's a massive.
That's a massive party.
Oh, my goodness. So is he going to have it then?
No.
Dad's
broke.
What was the theme going to be?
Poverty for me.
Poverty, but for him?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It was just a joke, Phil.
I'm seeing too much into it.
Yeah,
I'm way too much into it.
Like right now, you're seeing snow, but you know it's rain.
Ah,
yeah, that's way too much into it.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, the snotty this morning, the roads were.
Never stopped snowing either.
It didn't. It's just like kept going and going and
yesterday,
going.
Yesterday, a couple of times I was like, it must be done. And we're on the tail end of it now. And all of a sudden, boom, it was out there.
I mean, just coming down fast.
Yeah.
So, but you know what? We stayed on top of it.
Right. We did. I think that the forecasters deserve some credit. They said it was coming, but in terms of amount.
That's about it.
You know, because we're above the upper end of what they were
predicting. Oh, yes. Yep. So, but you know what? We need it.
Absolutely. A little ground cover.
Yep. The season.
Might kind of settle in, might melt a little bit.
Maybe.
But it's going to be a white Christmas, I think, Hank.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Uh-oh. You think it's all going to be gone by then?
I think it's going to be gone.
Let's
what do you
see.
Got?
Near 40 for Monday, Tuesday, and Christmas Day.
It's gone.
You think so?
Yep. What about this weekend?
This weekend's going to be really cold.
Is it?
Yeah. 5 degrees for a low for tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm. What about the high?
The high tomorrow's 21.
What about Sunday?
Sunday, 30.
Well, it's going to be until Monday.
Let me keep going.
No, you're good. Thank you.
Good weekend for maybe sled riding.
Getting
the sleigh.
Yeah, I'll be over.
Will you? All right.
Slide me right down in Willow Creek.
You know, it's pretty flat there in Sextonville. So
is it?
Not too much, but I could tie you behind the Mighty Allison and pull you around the yard.
We've actually had that done before. We used to have a old scout, or my cousin did, and he'd pull us in these big old, back then the inner tubes were inner tubes.
Uh-huh.
Put a rope on it. Pull us in this field. I mean, you go.
Whoosh. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. He, a good 20 mile an hour. You know, I tell you, when you hit, you hit. Whether it's cow pie or whatever, you hit. So
frozen.
Yeah, those hurt.
Yeah. No, we always tied them behind the manure spreader. That was like the highlight. Dad spread manure, and you could tie it behind the spreader, and then he'd pull you out to the field. You know, and I guess that was the highlight of any farm kid. You just hope that he remembered you were back there before he opened the gate and let her go. So,
I mean, did you stay there while it was spreading manure?
No, you unhook your sled, you let him finish, and then you hook up, and then you go back home.
I mean, if the rope was long enough, it'd be just fine to do it all.
Yeah, no. Never trusted that. Or never trust which way the wind's blowing either when that's
going, so. No, and I never trust the wind. No. So, anyway, my man, I hope you have a great day. I hope everybody out there in Radio Land is good. And you know what? Be kind.
Likewise. Have a good one there,
Hank. Thanks, buddy.
That's old Hank Bray on a Friday.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Tis the season for treating with Dunkin', and nothing brings instant holiday cheer like a dozen Dunkin' Donuts. Whether it's a work party, family gathering, or holiday brunch, it's the gift that makes everyone on your list happy. Want to give donuts or coffee for later? Pick up a Dunkin' gift card. For a limited time, get a $5 gift certificate when you buy $25 or more in Dunkin' gift cards. Gift card promotion available at T-Mart franchise Dunkin' locations only. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
At Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, we treat your car like our own. Our expert technicians offer superior repair services, ensuring your vehicle gets back on the road in top condition. And to make your life easier, we provide free loaners. Our commitment to quality and customer satisfaction has earned us our stellar reputation. Trust Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists for all your auto body repair needs and experience the difference. Come see us today at Elm Street in Boscobel or call us at 608-375-4434.
Meyer Oil and LP is grateful for another year of support from their amazing customers. They wish everyone a Christmas filled with love and a new year full of possibilities.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
This day in 1946, the classic holiday film It's a Wonderful Life premiered at the Globe Theater in New York City. 1975, former James Gang member Joe Walsh joined the Eagles, replacing Bernie Ledden. And in 1986, Randy Travis joined the Grand Ole Opry. Some iconic moments from this day in history, the 20th of December. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from The Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday, Luke, today. Have a great day. To Delaney Imhoff, enjoy your special day. Lots of love. To Janae Dax, love from Susan and David. Have the best year ahead. Grant Crook from Grandma and Grandpa Crook. Happy birthday wishes to Fred Kepler from Deanne today. Jacob Ruckner, 10th birthday wishes from Dad, Mom, Gabby, Logan, Snowball, Mooney, and Nico. And happy birthday from Grandma, Papa, Uncle Nick, Aunt Carla, Savannah, Caden, Brittany, Ashley, and Parker. Elsewhere, happy birthday to Bentley Peterson from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret, Tom McGlynn and Don Wankerl
from the Durst cousins. Happy birthday, Don Juan Curl from Lori and the guys. To Mary Fry from the Dahlbergs, Lees, and Marshalls. To Mary Fry, happy birthday. Have a great birthday and all of your fan club checking in today. Happy birthday wishes number 65 to Jimmy Green from Sioux and Merriman. Carol Sainsbury, have a great day from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Happy birthday to Ginger Rhodes, Hank Miller, Jacob Frazier, and Ken Hedgecoth from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. To Mary Fry from residents and staff of Schmidtwoodland Hills. Barb Borton and Oakley Schneider, happy birthday from Richland Center United Methodist Church. To Carol Sainsbury from the Bloom City Town Crier, happy birthday wishes today going out to Bentley James Garland Peterson from Lori and the Guys. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, we wish the best to Jackson Hinkle, Abigail Peckham, that is Abigail Pinkham. Happy birthday and happy anniversary, Carrie and Carrie Pospical. The Richland Center Lions today wishing the best to Byron Clarkson, Graham Joseph Troxel, Dustin Wanless, Jacob Bruckner, and Fred Kepler. Happy anniversary, Dean and Lori Reinhardt. That's right. 27 years ago, it was a beautiful day, so Dean could see a sunny future. That's right. So all the best to Lori from Dean. Have a great day today. Also to Dean from Lori, happy 27th. And a congratulatory wish from Gary and Kenda to Dean and Lori Reinhardt on their special day today.
Diamonds, rubies, sapphires, garnets, amethyst. What's your favorite jewelry? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and it's Christmas. We work all year to have the best jewelry at Christmas time. So many rings, necklaces, earrings that you might have a hard time choosing which one to get her, or maybe get her a full set of matching pieces. Full no-interest financing available with approved credit for those larger purchases. So, need a stocking stuffer or need a once-in-a-lifetime gift? We are here for your Christmas shopping needs. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Excuse me, I'm munching some cookies. Thank you there, Jamie and Amanda. We have happy anniversary birthday wishes each and every day here on WRCO, so thanks for sending those notes our way. Right now, again, if you didn't hear the text to win word on the Civic Media grown-up gift list, in fact, this is the final day. So today you have until 8 to text this word, JOY, to 608-647-4155, or download the Civic Media app and find WRCO and text away. Again, the word this hour is joy.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Do you get fulfillment by helping others? A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt-Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This six-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt-Woodland Hills today.
My name is Bonnie Jones, and I would like to invite you to come worship at Willow Valley United Methodist Church. My husband and I moved to the area 4 years ago and began looking for a church. Willow Valley was one of the friendliest churches that we encountered, and we decided to make it our church home. After some time there, we came to realize that many of the members were related to each other. Although we were not even from Wisconsin, this church made us feel like family. If you are looking for a church where you can be welcome like family, come check us out at Willow Valley in beautiful downtown Ithaca. I hope to see you there.
Well, the school situation has not changed since earlier today, so Joanne will run down that list again, once again, in just a couple of minutes on WRCO. We'll check sports next hour. Also, we will check in with Mike Clements on the statewide scene and see what's going on. Always fun to talk sports with Mike, so we'll do that next hour. And we have a busy time, including the vintage Paul Harvey Rest of the Story program and details on brand new country releases and the number one most played country song across the land. That's all this morning before 9. Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day.
The holidays are here, and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is ready to help you make your home merry and bright this season and into the new year. Looking for the perfect gift? How about the gift of comfort with one of our top quality mattresses? Or shop in our in-store clearance values and save big on furniture for every room. Not sure what to get? We've got gift certificates for everyone on your list. Start the new year off right with comfort and savings from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Visit us on South Church Street in Richland Center today.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is 22 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philback family of dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. It's looking like flurries possible this morning, then clouds giving way to some sunshine gradually, breezy and cool, a high of 28 with north to northwest winds 8 to 17 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and brisk, a low of 5. In Richland Center, after a low of 20, we're up to 22 degrees.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisory Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Well, first we have some weather-related announcements. There is a two-hour delay for the Richland School District, including St. Mary and Eagle, Kickapoo, Ithaca, Riverdale, River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's, Weston, and Highland. And the Richland County Right to Life meeting that was postponed will be held tonight at 6:30 at Park Street Christian Church. The Wisconsin 15-year-old who shot and killed a teacher and a fellow student Monday was only in her first semester at the school, but seemed to be settling in, a school official said Thursday, as families of the victims remembered them as people of faith who had deep connections within the Christian school. Abundant Life Christian School student Ruby Patricia Vergara, 14 of Madison, and teacher Aaron West, 42 of DeForest, were killed Monday. Two other students who were shot remained hospitalized Thursday in critical condition. Barbara Wires, the school's director for elementary and communications, told the Associated Press that the attack lasted 8 minutes, shorter than the school's regular snack break. She said the community's faith and connection to one another has sustained them as they struggle with the possibility that the shooter's motive might remain undetermined. Police say Natalie Samantha Rupnow died at a Madison hospital from a self-inflicted gunshot. Police have said her motivation for the attack remains a key part of their investigation. This was Rupnow's first semester at ALCS, Wires said. The school was working with her family on attendance, but teachers had no significant concerns. Vergara's funeral is set for Saturday at City Church, which is adjacent to the school. And West's funeral is Monday at Doxa Church in Madison, where she was a member, according to obituaries published Wednesday and Thursday. Speak Up, Speak Out, Trish Kiplin, director of the Office of School Safety in Wisconsin Department of Justice, participated in press briefings following Monday's tragic shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. She said they encouraged the community at large, students and families, to report to SUSO or their local law enforcement or local school officials if they have concerns that somebody is planning a school attack. A teacher and a teenage student were killed in the Abundant Life shooting, and the suspected shooter killed herself. Kilpin said the Office of School Safety provides resources for students, educators, parents, and law enforcement. More information is available online at speakup.widoj.gov. Madison students plan to walk out of class today to protest gun violence in schools. According to the Madison Metropolitan School District, they're planning to leave high schools around 11 and head to the Capitol. There, they'll hold their demonstration with students from multiple high schools. Staff wanted to tell parents they're aware of the plans and that regular attendance rules apply. Some families might choose to excuse their students. Staff believe they'll return to class afterward. Meanwhile, volunteers have brought therapy dogs to help the community cope. St. Mary's called up all volunteer dog teams. Starting right away Monday, they were even at the reunification site before students got to go home to their families. They've been at other events with the Abundant Life community since the tragedy. One study showed that 93% of people felt less stress after spending time with a therapy dog. The memorial at the school is growing. There are two big wooden crosses with candles and flowers, even in the snow. A reminder, if you want to support the families and the Abundant Life community, there's the fundraiser hosted by the United Way of Dane County. So far, people have donated about $70,000. Republicans will still be in charge when the Wisconsin legislature returns to work in January, but will have the narrowest majorities in years. That's giving Democrats optimism that both sides will be able to work together better than they have in 6 years since their party's Tony Evers became governor. Both sides are eyeing the state's massive $4 billion budget surplus. What to do with that money will drive debate over the next two-year budget. Questions hang about whether Evers plans to run for a third term in 2026 and how the state will interact with President-elect Donald Trump's administration. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he has no interest in running for governor. In year-end media interviews, the Republican leader says he plans to serve out his term and is committed to serving as speaker. Voss says his to-do list for the upcoming legislative session includes tax relief, codifying voter ID laws into the state constitution, and creating a government oversight accountability and transparency committee similar to President-elect Donald Trump's DOGE agency led by Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. Voss and State Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux also say K-12 schools and the universities of Wisconsin will not get as much state funding as they want. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service has announced several new steps to strengthen the agency's oversight of food processing facilities. It regulates and ensures safe food. These steps reflect the agency's effort to protect public health through science-based regulation, strong enforcement, and advancement of its prevention-first approach to eliminating foodborne illness. Over the past several months, Listeria monocytogenes has been linked to foodborne illness outbreaks and large-scale recalls of ready-to-eat meat and poultry products, causing the agency to review its processes closely. While the agency's review continues, FSIS is announcing a number of improvements and initiatives that can be implemented quickly. The agency will share more information about additional actions that may be needed after further review and stakeholder engagement. The changes FSIS is announcing fall into three categories: enhancing its science-based approach to mitigate foodborne pathogens with a key focus on Listeria monocytogenes, improving training and tools for its inspection workforce, and evolving its oversight of regulated facilities with an emphasis on data review and state inspection agreements. FSIS has also issued new guidance to provide more transparency around animal-raising claims like no antibiotics ever and pasture-raised. As USDA's public health regulatory agency, FSIS is responsible for ensuring the safety of meat, poultry, and egg products, and thereby reducing foodborne illness linked to FSIS-regulated products. Navigating airports and airplanes can be stressful at the best of times of the year. As millions of travelers take to the skies over the busy holiday period, that stress can hit new heights. Here's Brittany Merlot.
Navigating airports and airplanes can be stressful at the best times of the year. As millions of travelers take to the skies over this busy holiday period, that stress can hit new heights. Flight attendants say give yourself a buffer day. Wherever you're traveling, there's a potential for storms and weather delays, which of course can cause cancellations. So leave buffer time for layovers too. Sure, the idea of sitting around at the airport waiting is not appealing, but missing your connecting flight is a much worse outcome. And if you're still considering a last-minute holiday getaway, there may be some good deals out there, usually midweek. And book directly through the airline, because third-party platforms are more likely to automatically book travelers onto flights with super tight connection times. You should also opt for the first flight of the day, because any delays or cancellations will roll on throughout the day. And also, if you have kids, book flights around nap times.
Hello friends, Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the Lifetime Powertrain Warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Friday, December 20th. Eva Ann Schilling, age 91, died November 20th in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Viola Cemetery in the spring. Friends may call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Eva Ann Schilling, age 91. Mary Ann Krako, 91 of Hillsboro, died Monday at Gunderson St. Joseph's Hospital in Hillsboro. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at the St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Mount Vernon Cemetery, Hillsboro. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family of Mary Ann Krako, 91 of Hillsboro. Rod Gilman, 76, of Parker, Arizona, died December 10th after a battle with colon cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from noon to 4 at the Rockton Bar. Rod Gilman, 76, of Parker, Arizona. Lilas Gertrude Abel Phillips Rabine, 89, of Loretto Ridge, Plain, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center following a stroke a year and a half ago. A memorial service will be held Saturday, December 28th at 11 o'clock at the Grass Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial will be held at the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at the Grass Funeral Home Saturday, December 28th from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Lilas Gertrude Abel Phillips Rabine, 89, of Loretto Ridge, Plain. Joel Daniel Rudersdorf, 43, of Richland Center, died Monday. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, December 29th at 6 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday, December 29th from 4:30 until the time of service at 6. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Joel Daniel Rudersdorf, 43, of Richland Center. Kathy M. Jeffers, 69, of Richland Center, died yesterday at the Richland Hospital. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Kathy M. Jeffers, 69, of Richland Center.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, craft and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A walkout by delivery drivers at more than half a dozen Amazon distribution hubs entering its second day. Starbucks workers also off the job in three big cities, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Seattle. Michelle Eisen is a bargaining delegate for Workers United.
We didn't get a fair offer from this company. We're striking because this company has still not stepped forward and solved the outstanding unfair labor practice charges.
Starbucks says the union walked away from talks earlier this week. Talks stepping up on Capitol Hill after the House voted down a newly negotiated Republican spending plan. A different bipartisan deal was torpedoed by President-elect Donald Trump and his close ally Elon Musk earlier this week. CEO murder suspect Luigi Mangione being held without bail at a